Good morning. It is good to see all of you. And I am thinking, in fact, I know because I saw a couple of you come in. I think you just rolled out of bed about 10 minutes ago. What a great way to start your morning is to sing praises and hear an amazing voice. It makes me want to join the choir. I don't know if staff can do that, but it would be pretty fun. Another reason that I think it'll be great that you, if you rolled out of bed or if you're taking a break from classes, that you came is the subject that we're going to talk about, and that is love. Now, it may not be the love that you're thinking about, that cute person a couple rows ahead of you. You have to wait for that, because October 1st is the, right? We're waiting until October 1st to do anything. And I'm new here. I will introduce myself in a minute, because I'm learning. I've been here 2 months. And if it doesn't happen in October 1st, didn't know that love could be scheduled, what about like November 1st, December 1st, nothing's happening? Could like somebody help you out? I have heard in the chaplain's office that there is a matchmaker. And you could ask Grace and Dan, very successful match, that there's a matchmaker. And it's not me, so I just want to clarify that. I'm not the matchmaker. I am the integral mission chaplain. It's a longer name than my name, so I want to explain that. Integral may be a new word for you. It means holistic mission, and I get the delight to be able to do the sending part, and that is equipping you to go out. And if we have like coffee one-on-one, know that I will not make you be a missionary to Africa. If that's your dream, boy, I'd love to go down that journey. But if not, I just want to get to know you, because everyone has gifts and talents, maybe used here, maybe used in California, maybe used across the world. But that is the piece that I get to play. All of us as chaplains, we love to get to know you. That's why we're here. When you're a pastor and you care for people, it's almost like a servant role. We're here for you. We want to help you. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to hear your stories. So that is what I will be doing. It is a year. Interim is a position for a year, and I am going to have the best year of my life. So I kind of feel like an exchange student or something. So I know I've met some of the international students. You're here for a year, and that is me, and I'm excited about that. I'm a mom. I have 3 children. I have a 26-year-old that graduated from Hope. Great science degree. If you guys are in science, they set you up, and it is an awesome education. I have a 20-year-old, both sons, and then I have a 16-year-old daughter. So loved being a mom, one of my favorite things I have done, continue to love being a mom. I've been married 32 years, have an awesome husband. Love marriage, I recommend it, but again, October 1st, we're going to wait. You know, I don't want you to get too excited, because it is awesome. We do want you, you are here for education, remember that. So that is a little bit about me, and I think I have to tell you I have one more love, and that is God. I love God. No surprise, right? I'm a chaplain. I should love God. So want to share with you one of my favorite verses, and it is found in Zephaniah. Zephaniah is a book in the Old Testament. It is second to the last. It's many. You probably wouldn't start your Monday morning with it because it is very, very dark. The Israelites were very naughty. We learned in, what was it, last Wednesday, Paul was saying that you're messed up, I messed up, wasn't a new concept. Reminder, those Israelites, they were majorly messed up. And the, you know, three chapters of just all that they did wrong. And then God says this. He says, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. And I love, love, love the last two lines. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. We sing to him. He sings over us. No surprise, right? Because if we're made in God's image, we do things that he does. So this is what I want to talk to you about. Very, very simple message. I told you, gave you a little clue it was love. But this is the message. God loves you. How many have watched the series Lost? Did anybody follow that? Okay, so there's a few Lost fans. I'll tell people that didn't follow that. It was just a goofy, I think it was kind of goofy show, but I just kept going season after season, hoping there would be some finality to this goofy island story. But what I loved about it, and what I think the writers did well, is they developed these characters that were quirky, goofy, and I was just drawn to them. And I think it was one of the first times in film or a TV series that they would offer backstories. And so these characters that you were drawn to, you would kind of find out a little bit about their back, and you would kind of understand why. And I want to share a backstory of my faith, of why I want you to know that God loves you, He loves you, He loves you. So I'm going to go way back into my 20s. And mid-20s, our family heard earth-shattering news, and that was that my brother had incurable cancer. No answer. One in a million chance he'd get it. Youngest under 68, and he was 30. Very, very sad. That whole year, there were just struggles. There were miracles. There were disappointments. And that whole year, I kept viewing God's love and how He worked things out. I measured God's love and how things worked out. And they didn't work out well. I didn't like how they worked out. And I had to honestly go to God, and I just had some doubts. How could this awesome, amazing man have to die? And so I had really awesome people in my life, and we gather together, and part of it, we love gathering you because you need each other to do life. And I had great people that spoke into my life. They would pray when I felt like I couldn't pray. I would go to the scripture. My Bible, in fact, I have a note. I got it when I was 21, and I have notes just writing on the sides of when I just poured my heart out. The Psalms became my comfort. David prayed the Psalms, and it was, "Where are you, God?" He went to God with his doubts, and I had to. I just had to. I learned that my doubts and faith, they go together. My doubts brought me to God. My faith, they had to get me through hard times, and it took faith to be able to get through this. And it wasn't just a discipline, I'm reading the word. It wasn't just mind over matter, which our thoughts do affect our feelings affect our action, totally true. But I needed something really miraculous. I needed somebody to help me through this because I could not do it alone. And that's what I love about God, is He gives us His word. I wasn't the first one to hurt, be disappointed. I could read somebody else. I could read about somebody else. There is another verse that I want to share with you. And we're going to start at the bottom, which is maybe a little different, but it says, God's love has been poured into our hearts. I knew that God loved me. And when we started out and I said, God loves you, probably you knew that. But I did not feel that God loved me. But He wanted to pour His love into my heart. And you know how He did it? It was the Holy Spirit. I could not do this on my own. He gave us a comforter. And the Holy Spirit, He had been given to me. We're going to back up. We're going to go to the top. Because through Him, it was through Christ. I had a belief in Christ. And I was struggling. And that Holy Spirit brought me back. And it said, through Him, we have also obtained access by faith. It's only by faith because it did not make sense. Into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings. Rejoicing, it was not a rejoicing time. Very hard. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, God does not waste one thing. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God loves you, He loves you, He loves you. And I just have to share one more thing that is a love in my life. And that is Addie. Addie, come here. So this, is she not like adorable? So if you're missing your dog, I did talk to somebody that they may not miss their mom and dad, but they miss their dog. And this is Addie. Okay, 70 pounds of absolutely uncontrollable love. This is her response every time we come home. Every family member. If you came to my home, she would not know you, but she would love you. She loves people. Just a little picture, you guys, of what God, he is just madly in love with you. He just wants to be with you. He will follow, she's more interested in you, but he will just follow you anywhere you go. Let me pray. Father, I do love you, and you had to sing very loudly to get my attention. And you reminded me that you love me. And I pray that you would just remind every student, let them know that you are deeply, madly in love with them. And we pray these things in your name of your Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.